some lights up the hill beside it. Tonight the moon's so bright you could drive with your headlights out. Cause a little bit of summer's what the whole year's all about. You look fine, fine, fine. Put your feet up next to mine.
Live from Studio 5.
Watch that water line get a high
on AMI
higher.
Audio. I'm Mike Ross. Judah Gupt is with me. John Mayer and Wildfire. The first of many on a Diana Jones Thursday.
And he's so versatile. This is a far cry from Slow Dancing in a Burning Room, which is a whole other, like, you know, feel to that song.
You shot who in the what now?
Okay, never mind
Slow
then.
Dancing in a Burning Room?
Yes.
How about Stop, Drop, and Roll and Get the Hell Out of There? Are you kidding me? The roof is on fire. Let's get out of here. Come on, Slow Dancing. What are you doing? Do you smell smoke? Run! No, I got a better idea. Let's waltz. Yeah, let's waltz right out of here. That's what I say. Holy cow.
You keep your scathing criticism, but when you run into John Mayer, okay?
On Tuesday, May 30th, Ian Reddy, president of the Nova Scotia Special Needs Blind Hockey Club, and Peter Parsons, chair of the Blind Sports Nova Scotia organization, are set to discuss at a conference the possibility of a blind hockey team coming to Halifax. We got them both with us here this morning to talk about this potentially great initiative. Peter, Ian, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ian here. First off, if I could make a correction.
Yep.
Right now, I'm the current president of the Nova Scotia Special Needs Hockey Club. That program actually caters to athletes of autism, Down syndrome, and other developmental disorders. We're starting up a separate blind hockey program from scratch.
Okay.
It'll be a completely separate organization. I just wanted to clarify that.
Thank you.
Sounds good.
Sounds good. So, Peter and Ian, it's great that you could take some time to talk to us today. And we've got a lot of ground to cover, but perhaps you could start out by introducing yourselves and telling us a little more about the organizations that you represent. Peter, we'll start off with you.
Sure. I'm Peter Parsons, and I'm the chair of Blind Sports Nova Scotia, and I'm also a goalball athlete, and I coach our junior goalball program as well.
So let's talk about the idea of sort of potentially bringing blind hockey to Halifax. I mean, we've been around blind hockey here at AMI, of course, with the National Canadian Championship, and certainly there are athletes out there that want to take part, want to get involved. So where did the idea of actually trying to bring a team to Halifax come from?
Well, actually, it's something that we've had in mind for a little while here in Nova Scotia, because we do have some athletes that play the blind hockey that travel to the national tournament each year, others who play hockey, one of my goalball teammates who plays high school hockey, another who in blind hockey, of course, the goalies are totally blind, and I have one of my other goalball teammates who was a hockey goalie up until his early 20s when he lost his sight and then played goalball for about 20 years, and he's been on the ice a couple times this year and is all gung-ho about getting going with the blind hockey. And so actually we were on the runway on our way to Vancouver for our goalball nationals when I got an email that come into our info at Blind Sports Nova Scotia email account from Ian, introducing himself as the president of the Special Needs Hockey Club in Nova Scotia, and saying he was interested in starting up blind hockey. And I thought this is just great, because I know for myself, have my hands full with goalball, and we do have the interest. It's a matter of having someone take the lead. And Ian, with his experience with starting up the Special Needs Hockey Club, as well as being involved with organizing other sports leagues, I thought this is just a perfect fit. So we have the meeting coming up next Tuesday to invite everybody out who's interested, any athletes, volunteers. And so, yeah, we're really excited to get it going.
Ian, I want to bring you in, because it sounds like the stars have really aligned for blind hockey. There are people who are interested, and it sounds like you're very much the man of the moment. Can you talk a little bit about where you actually see this going from here? I mean, it's an idea at this stage. You're looking to set it up. But what would you ideally like to see as an outcome?
A program on the ice in Halifax this fall.
Well, that's a lofty goal to try and set. I mean, what kind of logistics are involved in taking this idea from scratch and building it into a successful program?
Well, using the special needs hockey team as an example, we put together a lot of a structure of that in just one summer. But the demand is out there. If you put the right people in the room together, amazing things can happen.
Peter, earlier in the interview, you mentioned the conference call that's coming up on May 30th. We sort of teased it as well. Who all is to be present at this conference call where you're going to broach this idea?
Yeah, so Ian and I will be there, of course, and we'll have Matt Morrow, who's the executive director of Canadian Blind Hockey, will be calling in. Ian and I have already had a good conversation with Matt, who's very excited about this idea. And so and then all of our members through Blind Sports Nova Scotia who have an interest, and over the years I've talked to, in the last few years, people that have said things like, oh, if you ever get blind hockey going, I'd be interested. And so I've reached out and contacted some people, some of my contacts, and of course Ian has a number of contacts who are interested, who have helped out with the special needs hockey club, who are interested in helping out with getting blind hockey going. So we're just looking to get everybody who's interested in either volunteering, playing, you know, anybody who has an interest.
Are there numbers, Peter, that are available to you, like concrete numbers as to how many people, you need to get something like this going, and B, are you confident that you have those numbers?
Yeah, well, we have like about 10 to 12 people right off the bat, like as far as players go, who are interested that we know of right at this, and that would be enough to get it going. And then we would, of course, need volunteers. And in the blind hockey world, like the national tournament, they take all the players from across the country, pool them together, and split the teams up based on skill level and vision and take it from there. So it's not necessarily we would have like a team that goes and plays other teams, although that might be more the future, though, right, as the sport evolves.
Mm. Ian, I want to bring you in again. You know, it sounds like you've got a core group of people who's interested. I've always wondered, what is the role of a volunteer in assisting with blind hockey?
I'm going to deflect to Peter on that one, mm-hmm. because he knows more than I do on this subject.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so a lot of times the sighted volunteers will be there to help out and to pass the puck to the players who are blind or partially sighted. I should say, like I said earlier, the goalies would be blind, but also any person who has experience with regular hockey as well that can help out, because we're going to have people of various skill levels, some people who've grown up playing, you know, regular hockey, some people who have experience with blind hockey, some people who, are blind or have low vision, who are just interested in maybe have limited experience with skating even, right? And so we're going to have various levels. And so sometimes, too, when it comes to, setting up a scrimmage, if you don't have the numbers per se, some sighted volunteers can step in and help with that or fill in the scrimmage. But you know, they would be more passing it off, so to speak, and giving some like directions verbally and that type of thing.
Well, it's you got a lot of steps ahead of you here, it sounds like, but you're headed in the right direction. And guys, we wish you both all the best here in getting a team on the ice here for the fall.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks for being here today. Appreciate it, Peter and Ian. Ian Reddy, Peter Parsons, both working tirelessly, it sounds like, trying to get a blind hockey team to Halifax, Nova Scotia. and continue this sort of national spread of this game. It's strong in Ontario, in Quebec, in Alberta, and you've got pockets of players in other parts of the country, but now working really hard to get some regular games going, some regular activity and leagues going.
Well, I think that's really exciting. I didn't know they didn't already have a team in Halifax. I just assumed everybody had a team. So it's really nice to see that, you know, people are organizing and there's so much interest and there are people who are willing to step up to the plate because, you know, getting anything off the ground can be a huge challenge. So kudos to them.
When we come back to Live from Studio 5 after a quick break, story tree time. And we've got a couple of great education / accessibility stories to tell you about. It's Mike Ross and Judy Gupta with you. Thursday edition of the program. It's a Diana Jones Thursday on our program. Our co-producer Marianne's daughter picking the tunes for us. We'll be back after this short break. Stick around. It's Live from Studio 5 on AMI Audio. I got a rock from the river and my medicine.